Hello, today is Tuesday, November 13th, 2018. My name is Dina, and I'm your host for Rocky Mountain Media's first department highlight. So I'm inside a sweet little find on campus called the Idea Lab, and I have a special guest, Bruno, to tell us more about the impressive part of Red Rocks. Hi, Bruno.
Hi, Dina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Well, I would love to hear about, with our listeners, what you could share what the Idea Lab is.
The Idea Lab is a place for students to bring in their ideas and create. It's used for rapid prototyping. You can work on student projects here. You can work on personal projects. You can jump in on a current project that we have going on. So the Idea Lab itself offers a lot of resources to be able to work on those projects, from 3D printing to a prototype, a proto lab, a cybersecurity space, and just general, for example, the podcast room that we're in right now.
Cool. Well, give us an idea like what a prototype would be.
Oh, man. So right now we have a lot of students coming in for their physics classes, and they have to do a final, so they have to create a their own project. And I think a really good example right now would be a dragon head that we're creating for one of the plays that's going on next year for the theater department. So you know, anywhere from props for plays to physics projects. We also have a gentleman who came in from Mines with a project about coffee farms in the Yukon region of China to be able to gather data and help them be more efficient farmers. And I think that's really cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Wow, how exciting. For those students that don't know where the Idea Lab is on campus, where is it located?
It is down by the Student Life Desk on the west side of campus. So if you go through the west entrance, past the coffee shop, and all the way down the hall, you'll see a big Idea Lab sign.
Cool. And you've got a sign out front posted where they can see it if they're kind of lost?
Yeah. It just right on top of the doorway, it just says Idea Lab, and then we have one that lights up as well.
I love that part. And y'all made that here, right?
Yeah, we had one of the students make that here.
Tell the listeners a little bit about what your role is inside the Idea Lab.
So I actually just got hired here as a full-time. My title is the Innovation Manager. So really what that means is I help facilitate student projects here in the Idea Lab. I'm kind of on top of what's going on here, keeping the finger on the pulse. And if you have questions or you want to develop a club or work on a project, I try to facilitate that and manage the Idea Lab at the same time. Just the everyday needs.
I know that's how we're here because you shared space with us. So
yeah,
thanks for that. How did you initially become part of it, part of the lab?
It took me a while. I think this is the ongoing story for a lot of students. So when you come into the Idea Lab, it may seem a little like it's got its own clique. And a lot of students are kind of off foot by that. But the reality is that everybody's welcome here. And when I first came in, because I was a cybersecurity student and there wasn't a whole lot of cybersecurity stuff going on, I didn't feel like this was my space. And after getting to know some of the students that hang out here, Jeremy, who also works here, and Liz, I kind of brought in the cybersecurity into the Idea Lab, and now it's part of the space, so I created my own community within here. So it's been about a year, so I've been in the college for two and a half years, and I've been hanging out in here for about a year until I recently got hired. So yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm thankful you got hired.
So am I.
What are some important changes that you've seen while working here inside the lab?
So important changes, I mean, from the old room that it was in, I mean, you probably, this is the first time you came into the lab. So it used to be one of the rooms in the library, and then it moved to the third floor upstairs, and now it's moved down here. So it's grown so much just because we've been able to collaborate with more departments, more students with different interests are coming in. So now that we have, you know, the podcasting club come in here and the computer science club hangs out here now, as well as bio. So those have been some really, really big changes and steps forward. I mean, when the lab started, it was probably like 10 people, and now it's up, you know, there's a lot of people that hang out here on a daily basis. It's hard to keep count, but just the student employees and just the people that hang out here.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love the sense of community, so that sings to my soul. What exciting projects are the students working on? I know you shared some of the ones that they're available, or the prototypes, things like that. Are there any other exciting projects down the pipe?
Man, there's so much going on. It's hard to keep up sometimes because there's all different things from, you know, every end of the spectrum. So as I mentioned, the coffee farm project, Arduino project. So all the way down to there's a one of the students creating an automatic fish feeder, and that's really cool. The dragon head has been like all the talk recently because it's like a big, powerful 3D print, you know. So that's like one of the first things people notice. Let's see, we are trying to create, so the cybersecurity students are trying to create more capture the flags to do like some more community outreach. We have the high school innovation challenge that's coming up next year, next spring. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. It just depends who you ask.
True.
They'll be able to tell you what they think the most important thing is. And then of course, it's always changing, so.
I love it. Well, change is good. That's how everybody grows. So
yeah, we tried to foster change.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to foster. And I'd love to hear more about the NASA Space Grant or what you can share with, you know, other students like me who didn't even know that it existed.
Yeah, so I personally don't know much about the NASA Space Grant. And just like you, I didn't even know it existed until I started hanging out in here. But it is... there's a group of students that went out to NASA last year, Christian being one of them, who got to put a payload inside of one of the rockets that should launch out into space, and then it came back down. And I'm probably butchering all this just because I don't know the specifics, but so they got to see how their payload reacted once it went, you know, in and out of the atmosphere, and that was really cool. So I know it's been going on for a couple of years now, and there's a lot of collaboration going on with other community colleges. I believe Ian is heading it this year, who's also an employee here. I don't remember his last name, but so it's kind of like it's become a staple of one of the big projects that we do at the Idea Lab. And it's,
nice.
If you're interested in that, I would recommend coming and checking it out.
Yeah, I recommend that to anybody that's curious about NASA. It's a pretty big organization and exciting. So
yeah, I remember I was one of the original students who did the project. They actually got offered a job at NASA, which is incredible because they were Red Rock students, and you know they transferred over to Mines, and now they work at NASA. And he was telling me how he never thought he would have the opportunity to work at NASA, and Red Rocks kind of provided that for him. And I told him, like, I'd never thought I'd have the opportunity to sit in the car with somebody who works at NASA. You know, it's just kind of crazy, but...
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, the campus is kind of known to really embrace just about everybody that I've seen. The culture is really diverse here. And so I'm not surprised by that because just the caliber of people here, like yourself and... a lot of the teachers that I have, it's the passion that they have and wanting to have diversity and inclusivity and all those things that make Red Rocks so unique.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Red Rocks has provided me, you know, as a student with a lot of opportunities that I could never have foreseen. I just thought I was going to go in, get my degree, get out. But, you know, after working in, with the National Science Foundation Community College Innovation Challenge and a lot of the other competitions that are offered here, it's really a unique place, especially for somebody who doesn't really know what they want to do. So kind of find their way. Yeah.
Well, other than the dragon head, what else do you guys create in that 3D lab? Tell us a little bit more about that.
So the 3D print lab is really it's a combination of, you know, fun things that we just want to create for the lab, and also it's used as a fast prototyping tool. So it works a lot with engineering students who want to come in and they have a design idea and they want to have something 3D printed. They can go into the lab, fill out a form, and they can have a 3D print piece in a day or two. So it really is used. I mean, we have five 3D printers in there. We have a person that's working in there most of the time. It's a student who's kind of specializes in the 3D print room. And it ranges, but mainly it's just to help students with their design ideas for rapid prototyping, as we like to call it.
That's awesome. Well, I know I've seen it on Grey's Anatomy, so I kind of know a little bit about what they do, but I know these aren't medical grade, but they're still really fascinating.
Yeah, I think the lab has evolved a lot around this piece. It's kind of like a focal piece of the Idea Lab. You know, and it started off as 3D printing kind of like fun things that you can give out and showcase, like eye candy type things. And it's really evolved into a more practical use where students are able to bring in ideas and use them for parts of a bigger project. So
fantastic. I love it. Well, and I know you guys also do like workshops and things like that out of here. So tell students and our listeners a little bit about some of the workshops you've got going on.
Yeah, so that's something we're actually going to be focusing on a lot in come the spring. We want to provide students with workshops so that they can get to know a lot of the different tools that we offer here, but just bring in, you know, industry partners and do workshops on what it's like out in the workforce and certain skills that they're looking for. So we do, you know, this semester we did an Arduino workshop. We've done Python workshops, a couple of cybersecurity workshops. And I believe, I don't think we did a 3D print workshop, but it's definitely on the agenda for the spring.
Cool.
So that's going to be something, another focal point that we're going to be rolling out, and hopefully the community here can benefit from.
Well, I know. I'm excited. I'll totally take a workshop. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. As you can hear the hubbub outside the door here, yeah. Everybody's gathering outside. So
it's about that time of day. Yeah. If you have any ideas, or if you're listening to this and you have any ideas of some workshops that you would like to see, you just come in and let us know, and we can find somebody to deliver.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, that leads to my next question is, how does one actually become part of the Idea Lab? Is there a website? Is there a link they go to? How does that work?
Yeah, so you can fill out a form to become an Idea Lab member, and we encourage, you know, everybody who's going to be using the space to do that, so that way we can show the college all the great things that we're doing and all the great members that we have. But you don't, you know, you don't really have to do that. You can just come in and check it out and see if it's a place that you like to hang out that could be beneficial for you. So the point is that it's open to anybody on campus and even the community. So if you want to come in and volunteer, or if you're a student and want to work on a project that maybe we can help you out with, or maybe we don't have the resources to help you out with, but we can find those resources for you. So it doesn't have to be exactly what we have right now, but we can create room for you, like the podcast room and some of the VR stuff that we're doing. So I encourage anybody who's on campus who is a self-directed learner or just likes to do hands-on projects or just be part of a community and work on different things to come in and check it out.
And I know the workshop you guys have over there where you build those things, like the Idea Lab light-up sign, is really awesome too.
Yeah, so we try to do, in our proto lab, as we call it, we have laser cutters, CNC machines, saws and drills. We're starting to do a lot more welding now. So we try to build as much as we can in-house to use it as a learning opportunity for the students, and also to kind of fulfill some of the necessities that we have here as we start growing. So
that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, I know I can speak for the entire Rocky Mountain Media Club and the thank you and Liz for letting us share your VR room and be able to record from in here. So you guys created like a little family for us automatically from day one. So this wouldn't be possible without you guys, our academic advisor, Sarah Fall. It's just been a wonderful experience, so.
Yeah, you guys are like the perfect example of, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a club grow so quickly and as passionately as you guys have. So I hold you guys as you know, the golden standard for clubs moving forward.
Oh, wow, that's an honor.
No, in all seriousness, though, it's been really great to see how, you know, collaborating with Sarah Fall in the English department and then Liz Cox, who's the director here, and creating those relationships really facilitates bringing in students and giving them some of the tools that they need to just start creating amazing things like the podcast that you guys have been doing, and that can be from anywhere from like MGD stuff to engineering to cyber comp sci. So yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to our first department highlight featuring the Idea Lab and my special guest, Bruno. Thank you, Bruno.
Thank you, Dina.
So thank you guys for listening. Tune back in on Thursday, and we'll be featuring more of Rocky Mountain Media. Have a great day, everybody.